Hi, thank you for returning our call. This is Local Splash. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Cameron, and I'm returning a call.
Oh, hi, Cameron. Let me just double check here, because I don't have information right now, but I believe you were speaking with Ruby, correct?
I'm not sure. I couldn't. It was breaking up so bad on the voicemail, I couldn't catch the name.
Oh, I see. Okay, no problem. I got the information here. So you are with WYO Junk, right? You do junk removal, hauling. Is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Okay, I got the right information. Wonderful. So we were actually calling you today because we have a position available. We are a data service provider for Google and Facebook. We have a position for the first page of the local map section. Is that something that you think would help YO Junk for the business to grow?
So currently we are signed up with a company at the moment. We just signed up just a couple of days ago with them that we're going to run a campaign on for like the next 90 days to see how that goes. So, currently we're optimizing about 60 keywords and about 10 keyword phrases. So I don't know that, you know, doubling up on that wise. Or not wise.
Right.
You waste the money.
I understand. And we would encourage that you try that first. See basically what location works for you and what phrases work for you. And then when you're open to other options, especially if you're under contract, did you sign a contract with them?
No, it's a month-to-month that they're doing with us, and it's $200 a month.
I see. Okay, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think that's quite reasonable. So, try it first. See if it yields the results that you want, and then after 90 days, we'll circle back, and if you're open to other options, we can talk again. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. I do have a quick question, though. Did you just say Facebook as well?
Yes, we do Facebook advertising.
Like Facebook ads?
Yes, yes.
Okay. This is the reason I'm asking. Do you know much about it?
Well, I believe it would be better if... Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I was just going to say that I don't know all the details, but if you're interested to look into it, I can grab you, like, the basic information. And then, if you want to move forward, then great. If not, then at least you have the information that you need. Is that something you want to do?
Yes. I'll just give you a little synopsis. We had worked with a company prior, and we didn't work with them very long just because I've done extensive research in my area, and Facebook ads just takes a lot of time for me, and looking at all this stuff, I wanted a company to kind of take that over, but I've already done the keyword research and the target research, you know, the target audience. I had already done a majority of that. And the company just refused to use any of that and basically wanted to just go from ground, you know, and he wasn't, you know, they weren't targeting anybody. They were targeting like 18-year-olds in, you know, a 300-mile radius. And it wasn't making any sense to me because I've ran Facebook ads and have done really well. And I'm not saying you have to run my campaigns, but I was hoping, you know, someone would be able to use, you know what I'm saying? Take some of the research I've already done and so that the campaigns were optimized a little bit instead of just starting from ground zero and not seeing any results for 90 to 180 days and having spent, you know, thousands of dollars on advertising for no reason. But, yeah, if you want to give me the basic information, or is it something you email me, or you just tell me right now, or?
Here's what we can do, because we can take your input on it, like what you've done, and then we can help you manage it. I have, let me grab my manager for you.
Sure.
Her name's Nadine. She can give you more details about this. I do want to mention, I just want to clarify, you did say what they tried to target before was 300-mile radius, so you wanted to be closer to home, correct? Like, how many miles would that be, like, would work for you?
So, yeah, so we live in what's called the Bighorn Basin, and it's like 6-7 cities. They're not cities, they're like towns. It's a very small, condensed, like no more than 30,000-40,000 people in the whole valley. But we work within the whole basin, basically, predominantly out of two cities that are like the two biggest cities, you know, in that area. And so, yeah, my hope would be within, you know, like 60 miles, 70
right.
miles. We do bigger projects outside of that, but it's just, I'm targeting a town that's got 4,000 people in it. It doesn't really make any sense to me. I'd rather be targeting the one that's got, you know, 20, 30,000 in it, so.
Of course. Okay, I get the picture. All right, perfect.
Sure. Yeah.
Let me bring my manager, Nadine. I noted down everything that you mentioned, and then she can give you
perfect.
The details, okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Cameron. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Let's see here. Give me a moment.
No, you're all right.
Thank you.
There's not a lot of background noise on my end, is there? I have to have you on speakerphone because I can't hear you very well out of the...
Oh, no, it's fine, actually. It's just that it's not transferring properly, I think. Hold on a second for me.
Yeah,
but
fine.
You can hear me well, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, perfect. Okay, she's coming in now. Hold on.
Hi, Cameron. How are you?